This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here in Perek Yavi, in Chelekim Perek Yavi, Hey. Ve'omnam, Acha, She'sigam Gamaylos HaNevuah, Yibochenu Zeh Mizeh, HaNeviim, Now, there's also all sorts of other, what's the right word for it? All sorts of other metrics to decide where Navi is holding, how Choshev, etc., etc. The Kamus Echos Pirsh. Kiyeshes Nabi Pom Rabbis Eshos Adalamat. There are people that have Nevuah constantly, and some Nevuah. Some have only a few times. You have it, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, was always connected, and he was always online. And whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever he wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. By the Eldad Medad and the Shiv Nevi'im, it says that those Nevi'im, they were Menabe once, and they weren't Menabe again. So the Pshad is, how many times, how often? Varieties. What is the quality of the nevuah like? And which is usually a sense of clarity or a sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshe yasig is dapkus gadol b'yus barach shmoy. V'yaskel askolos gdolos moid. V'yeshe is dapkus aloya kol kach. V'chein askolosoy. Omnom. So in the different, every nevuah, every navi is different. In all of these different metrics, omnam, b'zeh yishvu kol ha-misnabim, all the misnabim are similar. Sheyirlam dveikus niklam b'yis baruch shmoy. They all have a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gilu mimeni yis baruch aleim, niklam v'ver shoyis tapkubo. One thing is they have no suffix that what they're getting is nevuah. So once a person is a darg of a Navi, there's no uncertainty in his Nevuah, and his Nevuah is clear to him. What and how much, that's already different context. Again, he's taking this in the Rambam. Rambam Nevuchim says this, and I want to say it over there. Rambam says it because it's an incredible Rambam. The Rambam speaks about the Akedah. Had we had time last week, we would have gotten to that also at some point. There's just so much last week on the. The Rambam speaks about the Akedah. He explains the Rambam Shita, what a Nisoyan is, what the purpose of a Nisoyan is, and so on. And then he says one of the two things that Avram Avinu, that you learn from the Maaseh of the Akedah. So one, he speaks about the Darg of Avas Hashem, and so on, the obvious fact that the person was willing to be makir of everything and v'chulu. But he says another point. He says, imagine a person has a nevuah that Chasson should go and sacrifice his child. Well, my first reaction would be, you know, I've really been working hard lately and I need a vacation desperately because I hear voices telling me about my child. That would be the normal reaction. You'd tell yourself, I'm crazy. Avraham Avinu, he said, didn't entertain for a minute that there's a mistake in the Nevuah. In other words, Nevi'im are certain in their Nevuah to the degree where it's as real experience as I see this table and this is a table. It's the same dag of reality. So once a person has reached, when a person has the muscle of a dream, maybe emes, maybe not emes, something to it, not something to it, a person doesn't feel comfortable or confident. But Nevuah was a level of certainty. Or else, that would have been the first thing. Avraham Avinu, on the one hand, everything he knew about Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chesed and Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised him that this would be the child that would be Mamshach the Derech and V'chulu V'chulu. Had there been a tzad that this is not Emes, so the first thing he would say is, obviously, it's not clear. The answer was, it was as clear as this is a table. That's the level of clarity that Navi has. He has no doubts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him with that. I just want to make it clear, it's obvious there are people that are crazy that think that they have a very clear sense of things, and that just because the person himself feels that it's clear doesn't mean in any sense of the word that it has to be. It's if the person is a Navi, then and he's at the Darg Nevuah, then it's very clear. But that there are people who are mentally ill and they see things that are real, of course. I mean, the Rambam himself writes, and Rambam has an Igeres Shmad, there were people in Taman that were, this was Igeres Taman. He writes, there was a false Mashiach, a guy proclaimed himself Mashiach, and they sent in a letter to the Rambam asking him about this person. And the Rambam is very strong. And the Rambam says, I have no tainus to the Mashiach Sheker, to the guy who's going around. He's obviously a mentally ill person. I can't have any tainus to him. He thinks he sees things. He thinks he hears things. I have no tainus. I have no tainus, he said, to Ramayinam, because they'll believe anything. So they don't know better. But you, Chachamim, why would you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose a mentally ill person to be his Mashiach? But somebody who's a mentally ill does see things that is real. That's the mitzvah. But the person, but there are plenty in the dag of people that perceive things, Ruach HaKadosh, these things. There are things that are not clear. And in other words, there is some gilui, but it's not clear. The dag of nevuah is that the person is clear that it's Dvar Hashem. That's a bottom line of it. That's what the Rambam brings arrive from Avraham Avinu. Um mimashe igyu la nevim hu hayoysa mishtalch mishlichas meni yisbarach. Now, nevim can also be sent on a shlichus. A Navi, it's another mistake people make. People think a Navi is defined as someone that has a shlichus of Klal Yisrael. Again, the Rambam makes it very clear. There's two types of nevim. Nevuah is a keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows you to get communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of the Nevi'im were sent to Klal Yisrael, many more were not. The Chazal gave an extraordinary amount of people that were Nevi'im, and they never were sent to Klal Yisrael. There were a handful that their job was to Merchiah. Rama says, Nafgeminis about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bimishan HaTov L'Ra, whether it's a nevuah given proteus steak, Rambam Shmuel prophesies about it, or nevuah given for a klal, but tachlis, it's there are nevi'im, umimashe gil nevi'im, of the things that nevi'im do that is true of nevi'im, who are yoysam mishtalchem shlichus netbach, that they're sent with a shlichus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainu, ki loy zehu etzem nevuah. This is not, nevuah is not a shlichus. A Navi is not a messenger from Hashem to go around telling people what to do. Nevuah is a kesha and avana tfisa. Ve'eino muchach klal b'navi shesh talech lacherim. It's not muchach that the Navi is going to go to other people. Aval etzem ha-nevuah k'beinu shu'izdav bo yisbarach v'gaz yisbarach elav. The etzem nevuah is the person's dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocating and sending message to him. So like when you put a cable in, when you click it in, if it's clicked in, there's a flow of data. And the middle person gets these ideas and these askolas. When I mikrim shekoyrim pom rabbis nevim, what does happen to nevim is one of the things that nevim that does have nevim. Who ishtalchem lachem, they're sent to others to communicate the message that those people themselves cannot see. It's very possible that a Navi who's very, very, very bucky and knows it all is the one that's sent. Chazal, you take a dugma for this, Eliyahu Navi. And that's why we have to listen to him when he told us to do it, to be an Issa of Kachem Bechutz. To because he was a Navi that was that had been many times proven, and he was telling us to be over on an Isser once. Those are the three criteria needed to be able to for Yirah Shah of a Navi. One is the Navi has to be not Stam a Navi, has to be tried and tested many times. Two, it can't be one of the Chamures. Avodah Zarah, there's no exception ever, ever. And it can only be for once. If he says that the mitzvah has expired, it's no longer relevant, then he's a Navi Sheker. Okay. It could also be to somebody less than that. And in those cases, we listen to that Navi, if he proved himself as Navi, we listen to him for normal things. We do not listen to him to be over in Issa, Imei Rasha.
So
here he puts a fine point in. We find in Chazal, it's famous in Melachim over there, when the Navi went and he didn't do what he was supposed to do and so on, so he wasn't supposed to eat out, and then he ate, and a lion came and ate him up, and so on. So he's bothered by, can a Navi make a mistake or not? If he can make a mistake, then why do we have a chiv listen to a Navi? If he can't make a mistake, then how do you make a mistake? In other words, how do you understand it? So he explains it like this. When the Navi is giving over Nevuah, then he does not make a mistake. So the words of Hashem that he says are correct, and we have a chiv to treat them as correct. And that's why Elif Tishmo, we have to listen to Navi. It's a mitzvah, and there's a consequence for not listening. However, the Navi sometimes may think that it is appropriate for him to do X, Y, or Z. His own shikul adas, like it happened over there, he thought that there would be an exception to eat by someone else who's also Navi. A different Navi came to him and said, you know, I just got a nevuah, the boss changed orders, you're to have lunch with us. And he went. So the Navi didn't make a mistake in the nevuah that he saw. The Navi made a mistake in his shikul adas in accepting somebody else's nevuah when he shouldn't have accepted somebody else's nevuah. So a Navi can make a mistake, and he's punished. I mean, he did wrong, but not in the Etzem Nevuah. When a Navi says over what he saw, he's right. If he's a Navi, Emes. Ukemaisa Navi shal Yeravam, she'aval divrei atzmoi. He himself had a Nevuah, and he said, and he told him, you know, I can't eat. And this other guy said, no, just got a Nevuah, changing it. And the guy was a Navi Sheker. The reason was because he didn't quite understand about Darkei Nevuah. Now, he brings over here, the Rishonim say different Pshatim, what was his cheshbon, what was going wrong? So the Radak said he should have asked if this other guy, he should have made some reference calls. Did this other guy, is he a real Navi? Is he Navi Sheker? He was a Navi Sheker. So it had nothing to do with Nevuah, it had to do with not using due caution. The Rashba and the Tshuva says that the reason is because he thought he made a mistake. He thought that a Navi there could be a second Dvar Hashem to Mivat La first one through a Navi. The mistake was a mistake in Nevuah, and that's why he says, Venirsha Mesi built him Dakar Nevuah. He didn't know the halach of Nevuah, or Kamaimacha Chazal Ze al Ze Beshas. Like Chazal said over there, that he was Oival Divre Atzmoy. In other words, it was a Nevuah issue. He wasn't Mekayim Divre Nevuah the way he's supposed to be Mekayim. Al Kopanim. So, and Nevi'im, you cannot mess up Nevuah itself. Now, the reason, I think, is as follows. Why is it that a Navi, why doesn't he have Bechira? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a system of recognizing Navi and listening to him. When somebody comes down and he proves himself to be a Navi, I'll be Darkei, Atayra, like the Rama lists, how a person proves he's a Navi. And we now have a chiyuv, a mitzvah, to listen to him on the things that he says, Koyama Hashem. So it can't be that Chas Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give a michshol. Now, the Navi himself has Bechira. He could mess up in what he does. He doesn't listen himself. He's not listening to the Atzmoy. He messes up. But so when Navi comes along and he says things, Midas Atzmoy, it has the value of any Chacham who says Das Atzmoy. It's not absolute, and in halacha you can't even listen to Als Divrei Nevuah and so on. But if a Navi comes, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu set up that he would talk to us. So just like Sanhedrin, right or wrong, their psak is binding. In Nevuah, Kadosh Baruch Hu set up the system so that somebody who's a proven Navi, Al Pidarka Torah, and he has a Nevuah, he knows what it is exactly, and he says it over correctly. That's the din in the Nevi'im. Okay, we'll hold it here.